In a speech to this year's St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Alibaba's president Jack Ma highlighted the role of internet in changing people's life and encouraged the young Russians to start their own business online.
And 15 years ago, nobody ever heard about the Google, iPhone, and Facebook, and Yandex, and Alibaba. But today, it seems so many people cannot live if there will be no such companies existing there. What's the magic behind it? I think it's because of the internet. If I were a Russian young people using internet, create something, sell something online, the future is going to be good. And I would do anything, Alibaba would do anything to support the young people, to support the small business.
It's widely believed that Ma's speech is also a promotion for his firm's expansion in Russia. Since entering Russia 3 years ago, Alibaba's global retail platform AliExpress has seen robust development in the country and soaring popularity among young locals. Mark Savodisky is Chief Business Development Officer of AliExpress Russian branch.
Despite the current economic difficulty in Russia, Alibaba is confident about the role of Russian market in Europe. Over the past 3 years, AliPress has grown rapidly. Now we have become the most popular online shopping platform in Russia and ranked 9th among all websites in the country that also include Yandex and Facebook.
About a month ago, as its latest step to tap into local market, Alibaba opened its representative office in Russia in a bid to facilitate goods purchase and delivery and the payment system integration. Alibaba is not the only Chinese online seller eyeing the potential of the Russian market. Recently, cross-border trade platform OSEL opened an exhibition hall in Moscow and began to regularly hold promotional activities for its Russian and Chinese users. Vice President of OSEL, Su Mingpu. Experience activities will be held at least twice a month under different themes to set up a bridge between buyers and sellers of consumer goods and industrial products in China's emerging export destinations like Russia, Brazil, India, and Dubai. Establishing a display platform or a local partnership is helpful for Chinese enterprise to explore the local market.
Facing the fast rise of Chinese firms, Boris Titov, chairman of the Russian part of the China-Russia Friendship Committee for Peace and Development, suggests there be more native competitors.
Giant companies like Alibaba have dominated the e-commerce market. It's foreseeable that great changes will happen to the market system, and most trade in the future will be completed through internet-based enterprises. It's the direction of trade development. Russia also needs to foster Alibaba-like companies to compete with Chinese traders.
Currently, internet service covers about 70% of the Russian population, while online shopping accounts for less than 3% of the country's retail sector, which many believe leaves huge room for the growth of Chinese companies. For CRI, I'm Yu Yang.